Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Jorge Polanco with a three-run dinger.
Let's go.
For your Seattle Mariners. Hey, he's been hot lately.
I just turned my back, and then three runs showed up on there. How about that?
First place Seattle Mariners, I might add.
I think I saw
freaking awesome.
Fourth best offense in baseball right now.
At least top five in most categories, except batting average, of course.
Two
players that have won back-to-back AL Player of the Week. Dylan Moore, who's now on the IL,
Who would have thought Dylan Moore to the IL was more important than Logan Gilbert to the IL?
All right, I'm pretty sure it's a baseball show, not a Mariners show. This is the city of Portland, not Seattle.
All right, that's it. We're going back.
We are our own. Yeah.
Gary Payton's the best point guard I ever saw in my life.
You ready for some con canipple, bitch?
Damian Lillard's career is not over.
He's coming to the Blazers.
Yeah, he's going to have one more great year. It's there. It's going to happen.
Giannis to Oklahoma City.
No, Giannis to L.A. or Golden State.
I can't wait till Portland does get their own baseball team so we don't have to talk about the Mariners.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me. You shut your mouth. We still talk about your Orioles, and we're across the freaking
country. Not nearly as much as the Mariners, okay?
Oh, we're going to get into Jozo's. Don't you worry. We're not letting him off the hook.
Not sure we need to do that.
Now, I was going to do that anyway, and then we saw today, and it was like, ooh.
Not sure we need to do that. You know, we can table that for another time.
Like I said, coming up in the second hour, we'll dive into a 30-day job. After you've gotten a job, 30-day, you get a review. So we'll talk about that. Plus, we'll have Fair Foul at the bottom of the hour.
Do that here for me.
But I want to start here, and this is kind of a tricky situation. The President of the United States of America has reached out to Commissioner Rob Manfred in relation to
solving the people's problems.
The Pete Rose situation, may he rest in peace, the hit king himself. not Ichiro. This is not a Mariner segment.
I love Tesla.
And has attempted to persuade Rob Manfred to lift the lifetime ban of Pete Rose. Now, it has come out that Rob Manfred is now considering lifting that ban. And now what's interesting to me, and this is kind of what I want to get into, there's twofold on this. Baseball has always been very hard and steady about this. Like, nope. And Manfred himself has also nope. But without getting into a ton of politics, the president has essentially told Manfred, if you do this, we might help you with a situation coming up in 12 months, a new labor agreement. And so I guess the first question I'll ask to keep it kind of fun and loose is, if the lifetime ban is released on Pete Rose, does the Veterans Committee put him in the Hall of Fame? Asking that question, it like boils my blood to ask that question, but I will ask that question.
Will they put him in the Hall of Fame?
Well, the Veterans Committee, the Jack Morrises of the world, the Johnny Bench of the world, the Reggie Jacksons, the Joe Morgans, etc.
Well, the nice thing is that Pete took care of the one aspect of that was most important of this was the whole lifetime aspect.
That is true.
That box is checked off.
He did check that box.
And he you know, the whole life aspect.
He has paid his dues.
Yeah, death. That is the due that
death
he paid.
Death was the due, yeah. And it came calling, and he swung and got a hit.
I don't know. I find it weird that just like... like he's dead, and so all of a sudden it's just like, oh gosh, Pete was so great, and he was a great baseball player. It's like, okay, did we not already think that before? But now because he's dead, we got to give him all these flowers and reckon it. Like
it's the truth.
Like why not do that when he was alive? Like it's just very kind of odd to me.
Yeah,
that...
a lot of it is the satisfaction of him being alive and seeing it.
Yeah,
but also it's like he's dead, so like him dying, is that really like a matter of like, you know, guys, I think we screwed this one up. I really feel bad.
No, it's not about like, that. It's just... about twisting the shiv for it afterwards, but I hear
that V was doing a lot of work there.
Shiv?
Yeah.
What is twisting the... I'm not even going to spell it even. Where would I be going with that?
You scared me. Just initially there.
Well, I think it's interesting. I do think the Veterans Committee would put him in.
I think so too, because it's just this weird, like, I don't know. Like,
I mean, I was trying to think about like
because
living
you don't
legends.
Have to like have Pete sitting there and be like, Pete, we effed up. We're sorry. You know, after all these years, we've come to terms that you should be in here. But now that he's dead, I guess it's easier for them to be like, put him in.
I was trying to think of living legends that are on the Veterans Committee, and of the three guys that I named, two of them played with Pete Rose. In Johnny Bench and Joe Morgan.
I'm sure they're like,
I said Johnny Bench, and I was like, in my head, racking real quick. I was like, name somebody that's not a Red. And I was like, Reggie Jackson. You got somebody else? I was like, Joe Morgan. It was like, oops, nope, you failed.
I mean, why are
Geronimo. Nope. Tony Perrette. Nope.
Why are we
Lupinel?
Not?
Nope.
Anymore? I kind of want some more, actually.
I think that's all I got from the Big Red Machine. I think Sparky Anderson? No, he's dead. He's been dead for
Barry
a long
Larkin?
Time.
Too late. Way off. Why are we not doing this with, like, maybe Shoeless Joe Jackson, who's been in a lot of circles considered innocent? Or, like, so, like, when all the members of the Pittsburgh drug trials, like, I remember, the face of it for me is Mets first baseman at the time, Keith Hernandez, played for the Pirates as well. Obviously, that's why, you know, Pittsburgh, he was connected to that. But there was a lot of those players that were pretty much kind of kept, even with great stats, out of the Hall just because of their involvement in that. And I wonder, well, after what, Keith Hernandez dies, are we going to put him in? Are people going to start just like, after people pass away, is it worth consideration or is it only Pete Rose that this is happening?
Yeah, that's the big discussion. I was listening to another radio show today, and the host was kind of mentioning, like, if you let Pete go, you got to let Shoeless go and then leave it up to them.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
and let them do that.
I would find it funny after like 100 years to be like, you know what? I think it's the right time.
I think
for
made
Shoeless
it.
Joe Jackson.
I think it's good. I mean, it's honestly, like when Craig Biggio didn't make first ballot, he was like, you know, next year I'll just have to study harder for the test.
Good for him.
I think the biggest thing, so we're all kind of there in the same. I think the biggest thing, and this is where I'm kind of going to try and tread lightly, is, you know, I watch a lot of English Premier League.
Hey, big championship win this weekend.
Thank you.
Woo!
Liverpool are champions.
Suck on that, Arsenal.
That was very, very big. And Arsenal lost today in the Champions League. But it's aggregate, so we'll see. They got another game. But we see over there a lot of like Saudi kind of basically money washing, money laundering, kind of their money through sports endeavors and stuff like that. And we've kind of heard in the NFL, there's a lot of outside of America investments that are interested in buying teams. And so what it kind of led me to believe is the president of the United States of America is starting to kind of chime in on things baseball should do and kind of dangling a little bit of a carrot over the aspect of, if you do what I think you should, maybe I can help you out. So as I always talk about baseball,
being, that's what they call a quid pro quo.
Yeah. As I always talk about baseball being at
Which
the
I don't
fore,
think you're supposed to do as a president,
baseball
but...
being at the forefront of stuff. Like baseball was the first with unification. Baseball was the first with color integration. Baseball was the first to deal with steroids, you know, pluses and minuses, good things, bad things, etc. Does this open the door for baseball to be the first sport to have to kind of deal with the government starting to dictate how you do things? Because the NFL has kind of staved off the Saudi money. Okay, there's homeboy in Jacksonville, but that's kind of it. The Saudis would love to buy more NFL teams, and they got the money to do it. But the NFL has been very like, I don't know if we want to bring you in. Is baseball going to be the one that lets a world leader dictate what they do?
I'm
talking about is the president wants to get rid of unions.
Yeah.
And if they get rid of unions in the new collective bargaining agreement, baseball would have all the power.
Yeah, and good luck
with
that.
Which would be a giant reverse
of how we've been
for 50, 60 years.
I was going to say, yeah, I think that you would have like the longest lockout of all time if that happened. Like, granted, there wouldn't be an MLBPA, and there wouldn't be, I mean, that is the most un-American thing to do to America's game.
Which would be about on par for America right now.
And baseball.
And baseball.
Yeah.
Nobody hates Major League Baseball more than Major League Baseball. Yeah. You know I say that.
So, I mean, I'm not entirely shocked by it, but it also kind of cracks me up. Keep politics out of sports. There's a certain crowd of people that like to say that. And then,
I mean, I'm one of them.
Yeah.
You know, like there are many baseball players as my favorite sport. There are many baseball players that I know do not believe in the same humanitarian beliefs that I do. For whatever you want to fill that in. But I like watching them play baseball. So I'm just going to let them play baseball. As long as you're not raping people and murdering people and beating women and kids, I don't care. Just play baseball.
Yeah, I think that would be a very slippery slope, but I feel like this country's been on a slippery slope for the last 25 years now, basically. And, you know, I don't like this. Like, one, I don't like how a president is wasting his time on Major League
a dead
Baseball
man.
Hall of Fame yeah. matters. Like, dude, for real?
I mean, I would as president.
Yeah, I mean, like, come on.
I would argue Curt Schilling should be in the Hall of Fame. I would.
But, again, the whole,
100%
like...
100% douche belongs in the Hall of Fame.
But then again, also, like, he's really going to, like, make concessions for Manfred just to... because he wants Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame? Like, that's the straw that breaks the camel's back for him?
I think
like,
the biggest question... I think the biggest thing why I bring it up is I just want to bring it up. I don't want to be like, I told you so. It's not like that. It's more of just a... This could be on the horizon. And I want us to be aware of it. Yeah. Awareness is 90% of the issue. Most people make choices because they are not fully aware.
Yeah, and I just, you know, looking at the AP article, you know, they're having discussions also between them about his immigration policies and the players that come from other countries.
Well, what does that do to Vladimir Guerrero, Jose Ramirez, Fernando Tatis?
Cuban-born players.
Yeah, you know, what does that do to all that? You know, I don't want to be a political show. If I want to be a political show, I'd be on news radio. An Odyssey news radio show, of course.
I mean, has this been on the minds of anybody in baseball, or is this really the president giving?
Oh, I think this whole thing is a la 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 la. Let's not worry about this until it's a problem. And I'm trying to say, let's be aware of it before it becomes a problem.
I got you.
Because if you're going to tell me I can't watch Shohei Ohtani and Ronald Acuna Jr. because they're immigrants. But, like, Shohei gets a pass, but the second baseman for, you know, the Kansas City Royals doesn't get a pass.
They're striking out way too much.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Well, you know what I mean? Like,
they don't have good base path awareness.
I don't think that's...
awesome if the president was like, look, his OPS is under 700, and if you're not at 800, you're not a good ballplplayer.
I don't think we have to worry about that.
You bat 286? Eh, decent hitter.
What I was wondering is who brought the Pete Rose thing up first?
It is a decent hitter nowadays. It's a really good hitter.
Borderline Hall of Famer these days.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.